my king. We have no idea what that really means in this country. To be a subject under a king that is one that should watch over the people and take care of the people, and the people would listen to the king and do what the king said, and honor the king and fight for the king. I don't know if I've ever seen a president, really. I can't think of a person that I've ever seen one. I've seen him, you know, on TV, and I know I've never talked to a president before, but the king took care of his people. And my God is the King of all kings. The Lord of all lords, the Master of all masters, and He takes care of me. I'm not always the perfect subject. I'm not always the perfect one to praise the King like I should, or to do exactly what the King says, but I should, for all that He does for me, how much He's loved me, taken care of me through this life. He's a good King. You're so blessed. It keeps coming to my mind more and more. I know I probably say it all the time, but we take it for granted so much of our God and what He does for us and how easy our lives are. And then compare that to what you do for the Lord. I just want to thank you. Sometimes I just want to just say, Lord, thank you for not giving up on me. For not just leaving me out there when I've went astray a few times, or when I'm not always exactly in line with God. He was still there. And He took care of me even when I was astray many times. I'm standing here today by nothing more than the mercies and grace of God. I very easily could be somewhere else. Not in His churches, not doing anything, not knowing the love and the feeling that I have this morning. We are so blessed. I don't want to take it for granted. He went through a lot. We maybe have been through a lot also, but God has brought us through. And we need to thank Him for that. Kind of ties in, I guess. I'm going to start off reading in Romans, just a few verses there. I've actually got quite a bit of reading that I've went through today. And some of them I want to jump around a little bit just so I can get points made and kind of see what the Bible says about some certain things. But I think it'll all tie together in the end. When kind of, like I said last week, God kind of gave me a single word, and it was kind of the same. I don't know if it was on the way home, this word that I got, but it blossomed into a little more and a little more, and that's the way God works with me quite a bit as I study and go through different things in the Bible. He gave me something simple that I start looking at, and it's just how that blossoms into so many other things in our lives. The Word of God is amazing. Because those words written so many years ago apply to me so much today. I'm going to start in I'm going to Proverbs first. Romans is the last one I'm going to. Proverbs chapter 3. Got excited and hit himself. Chapter 3 of Proverbs. Just a couple verses here. Verses 5 and 6. And kind of I look back through and the many things that I've basically been preaching as a whole for the last, since I've started preaching here, really. It kind of summed up in this couple verses here, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God will not lead us into bad spots. He will not lead us into a place that we are going to sin. He is not going to lead us purposely into just damnation. God leads us into good. And we may not always see it as good for us, but it's good for God. And they're not saying that we're not going to have troubles and trials, but somehow or some way, God should always be exalted. And it's hard to see in the hard times how God can lead us through that, but yet he can still be exalted. But that means that we have to draw closer to God. And as I was like, that's kind of what I've been preaching over and over again is let's get close to God. Let's lift God up. Let's be better Christians. Let's be better to God. Let's be better church members. Let's just be closer and tighter to God because I believe that the closer we get to God, the stronger this little church is going to be. I believe the stronger our marriage, I think, has gotten a little better over the last, not that it was bad, but we've gotten stronger as a couple because we've gotten closer to God. Strong families are going to make strong churches. We need God. And we need to uplift him, not only in these walls, but keep him uplifted as we walk our daily lives, that we try to keep away from sin as much as that we don't do it. God's never made us sin. There's no reason for us to, but our earthly bodies slip into that. But if we can keep as close to a Christ-like life that we can and uplift God and let other people see it, I have to believe that that will touch them, and God can work something through you to uplift his name in them. That's kind of what I've been going for all along, and going through many, many things, and you know, to obey the word of the Lord and seek his wisdom and follow Jesus and prioritize God. God's not just a Sunday morning thing. God should be your life.
Amen.
So I got to going a little farther. So I got the one word that he gave me, and I want to go over to Exodus 14. And this is not an uncommon passage here. The Israelites have just been set out of bondage, and they are running on the run, and they come up to the Red Sea, and the chariots and all are behind them and chasing them. And I want you to look at what Moses tells the people to do. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Before I really talk about that, I want to quickly flip over to 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 16. 1 Samuel 12 and 16. Now therefore, stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. Moses told his people to stand still. Samuel tells the people to just stand. When you have gone to God and taken problems, and I've heard, we've all got problems, right? I've heard many of them throughout the church, of things that you have need to see, things that you would pray for others and want to see a measure of healing come into people. You want to see whether that healing would be physical or that healing might be spiritual. There is healing that is needed in almost every one of our families. There are people that we know and love that we want to see back in church. They are infirmities and people that we want to see them healed from. And we ask God to take care of things. And once we know that God has heard us, He'll let you know when He hears you. When you can talk to God in a small, sweet, still voice, like when He talked to Elijah, He said He came to him in a whisper almost. When you quiet things down around you, when you turn things off, and you can sit, and for me it's in a dark room, in a recliner, laid out on my back, looking up, just praying to God, and when you get a hold of Him, and He will talk to you, and He will tell you what you need to do. And when God says, stand still, and watch what I can do, we can't do God's part. I don't want to do God's part. Sometimes our part is to just stand there and watch God. Or sometimes it's to stand there and wait for God. Don't get ahead of Him. We don't know where God's going. We have our thoughts and that we believe and things that we think we're going to do. I think I'm going to drive home today. I don't know for sure. God may have other plans. Be ready to change and go with God wherever He goes. But stand still and wait for Him. And sometimes that's hard because it may not be an immediate standstill and see Him work. Sometimes it takes patience to wait to see what God's got for us. I'm not good at patience. Not good at all. I'm good at being lazy. I'm good at being idle and sitting still. I don't mean I'm good at patience. God doesn't work on our schedules. He's the King. I work on His schedule. I don't have an employer very often where I can go in and say, here's when I'm going to work. You don't go tell a king what he should do. The king tells you what to do. God's no different. Being the King of Kings, He should be the one that leads us in every bit of our lives, no matter what we are looking at. And if He says, stand still, do it. I want to wait for a minute to listen for the silence for a second. It almost feels uncomfortable, doesn't it? It almost feels just unnatural. We are so used to, especially in our services, things are always going. Somebody's singing, somebody's preaching, somebody's testifying, somebody's praying. We just always have something going on, but every now and then, see what God has for us. Give us a second to talk to God. Say, what do you want me to do, God? Do I need to tell my testimony? Do I need to ask prayer for somebody? Do I need to sing a song? And just stand there for a minute and listen. Listen to what God has for you. Because that patience is many times what will make sure we're staying on the track that God has us to be on. James chapter 5. Chapter 5 of James, in the verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be you also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to have you raise your hands or anything, but how many of you are ready for the Lord to come back? I myself am. In my heart and individually and selfish thinking, I'm ready for him to come back. Let's go. Let's get out of here. But he hasn't came back for a reason. There's work still to do. Personally, I'm split. I want to go, but at the same time, Lord, give us another day. Give those that are lost that need to find you, give them another day, please. That they may be able to find you. I pray there's someone right now praying through to God somewhere in this world, somewhere in this state. I'd like to see it in this house soon. To find God, it shouldn't matter where they're at. There shouldn't be a jealousy about us that no matter where, they would find God. But be patient. I don't know how many of you have ever grown fruit. I'm sure many of you have. And you see it growing. Man, I want a good apple. I see those apples. We had a little apple tree and I see them growing. And if you don't have patience for it to be fully ripened, and you think, oh, I want it now. And you go grab that apple before it's ripe. That is not a good taste. It'll bitter you up and dry your mouth out at the same time. I don't know what it is, but when I'm patient and I waited and that apple came to full bloom, it was good. I love apples. We go to the apple orchard and I'll eat half a bushel in the orchard as I'm picking them. I love them. Go early. Don't be patient. Lose the patience and just go early and see what happens. That's what he's telling us here, that God will bring us the good fruit when it's ready. And only he knows when that is. Patience is so hard because I like to see things done now. As lazy as I am, I'm not bragging about that, but as lazy as I am when it comes about, I want to see things done now. As soon as it comes to my mind that I want it or I want to see it done, now, now, now. Maybe so I can go back to being lazy. I don't know. But it's not always that way. That's not how God works. That's not his timing. We need to be patient and stand still. And listen to God, where he will lead us, where he will take us. Psalms chapter 40 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. Sometimes we have to be patient for God to even hear us. Not that he doesn't hear us all the time. Maybe I should say better. We have to be patient that God will give us an answer. And let him lead us as we go through. Because God does great things. I go back to so many spectacles that we have, that we line up for and crowd around for, and there's a countdown. I know, I'm sure on the line right now, there's a countdown right now for the kickoff of the college championship. I'm sure there's a countdown right now for the NFL Super Bowl. I'm sure there's a countdown for these sports things. Many of us will have countdowns for vacations that we go on and things that are coming. God has a countdown in his head for what's coming. We have to be patient and wait on God. We have to be patient and just wait to see this the great thing that's coming. I'm excited to see the football games that are coming up. I should be more excited to see what God has in store for us when we follow him. Romans chapter 5. I'll finish up to where I told you I'm going to start with. Starting in verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts of the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. These trials and tribulations that we are going through, the problems that we see on a daily basis, the problems that we handle with just me and God, the problems that upon the church, a problem upon your lives, God can use those to help you build patience. So that we can see what God has for us. It's not easy. I'm not saying I've perfected it. I wouldn't even say I'm good at it. Let's talk to God. Make our requests. And then we can just know that God will take care of it. Once you've made your request and you know God has heard you, you can get rid of it really, because God's going to take care of it. There's nothing you can do. That is, unless God tells you to do something, there's nothing you can do but trust that God is in control. And you know what? He is. And if you have to wait, be patient with it. I'm so impatient with this house. I'm looking through house and land. I need to call builder still, but I think that's going to be not a good route for me to go. So I'm going through houses on a daily basis and pushing the little hearts and the thumbs down, the ones I don't want, the ones I like. And now I'm starting to go back and reconsider a lot of them because of what I want. I need to make sure it might not be what I need for me. So I'm going to go through them again and kind of look and see where God wants us to be. And I prayed about it. I know he's going to bring me the right house for us. I know he's going to bring it to us. It's just going to pop up one day that it's just going to be like, wow, that's like perfect. That's exactly. And it's happened to us before, and I know it can happen again. He's going to bring it. I have to be patient. I have to look through thousands and thousands of houses. That might be what I have to do, but God's going to bring it. And I know in the problems that you have in your lives, as Trina looks for a job, I have no doubt God's going to bring it. Our part is to do our part. That's to talk to God. That's to follow what God has us to do. Try to get as close as we can to God and be patient. Wait to see what's coming. I don't know what the countdown clock is, but he does. That's my message this morning. Let's learn to be patient. Let's learn to just sometimes be still and let God be God. Because how many times have we seen just miracles before our eyes? Because God has taken care of things. Things that shouldn't have been happening. Things that shouldn't have happened. Things that we never thought we'd see can still happen. That's my message. Anything on anybody's heart this morning? Anything to be said or done?
Good to be here.